And we're back with an episode of the MDM Podcast. Joe Morales, Trevor Markowski here on a Victory Monday for our New York Giants. Trevor, good evening, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And we're testing out new technology on tonight and the show tonight, Joe. We have a wireless mouse.
Oh, wow. For what? Your notes? You watching a game on your computer? What's there?
On my computer. So what it is that so it comes with like a USB, like a drive.
Mm-hmm.
You plug that in, you turn the thing on. And your mouse is, and you can turn it off and on. So it's just a wireless mouse. You just, you know.
Look at that. See, I never thought you were this into technology. I didn't know you knew what a mouse was. You know, I always tell the story, and I'll tell it again. Now, the first time I met you, Trevor, and you deny this ever happening. This is exactly how I remember it. The first time I met you, I'm not going to say where it was. You know where it was. You came into the place, and you had overalls on. You looked like a farmer. Now you said this never happened. You were wearing overalls.
It was close. How about that?
Yes, you were dressed for the occasion. I'll leave it at that. How about that?
Yes.
Even yesterday, and we'll talk about the game we went to yesterday, and of course the Giants took on top. It was a great game. I'll talk about my struggles getting to the train, Trevor. I'm sure that'll be very interesting. But even at the game yesterday, you kept it cool. You had your sweatpants, your Laker jacket, which got a lot of comments from the people. The people loved it. I'd say it's about 50-50, but you did get a lot of comments on the Laker jacket.
I did.
Now, the guy behind us told me that there was something wrong with you. You needed to get a jersey on.
Well, he told me there was something wrong with you, so you leaving it.
Well, there's a reason for that. Now, the stupid New Jersey Transit only runs trains every 45 minutes. So if I wasn't getting on the 425 train out of Secaucus, I was in Secaucus till 5 o'clock. So unfortunately, I missed the Leonard Williams force fumble at the end. I saw it while standing next to a bunch of Giant fans outside the stadium at the Meadowlands, the Meadowlands Rail Station. But, you know, it was still a great game, and Trevor had a great time also. I hope you did, too.
I had a great time with you there, Joe. And you even talked about the seats. You thought the seats were great.
I love those seats. Hey, listen, there was not a bad seat in the house in any sporting event. The seat cannot be bad or good enough to impact how I view the game. I will sit anywhere and I will enjoy the game the same amount, you know?
Yes.
But the Giants do come out on top, and we were there. We had a great time. But, I mean, it's a big win, and you're going to yell at me to keep their season alive against the Raider team that clearly didn't have their minds in football. We said it's a ton last week. After Ruggs being arrested, Damon Arnette waving a gun around on Instagram story like a loser, I cannot imagine what their locker room looked like last night, Trevor, or yesterday afternoon, Trevor. It was a team that was just not mentally ready to play football. But the Giants took advantage of a bad situation and came out on top of the W.
You know what, Joe? I think the season is still a little bit alive.
There we go. Wait a minute. There we go.
Joe, now, do I have any hope? No, but the season is still alive. And they got the Raiders at the right time there, Joe. You know, Ruggs was missing. The other guys out of injuries. The coach was fired a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Joe, for points of the game there, Joe, I don't know if you agree with me. The Raiders outplayed the Giants in points in that game.
I think the first half especially. The Giants going into the half with only 7 points. I think you're right. At that point, the Raiders did outplay the Giants in the first half. But in the second half, the Giants came out strong. Jones looked a little bit better. I'll talk about the run game in a few minutes. But there was a little bit of pulse in the second half. And maybe a few adjustments by this god-awful coaching staff also.
Now, Joe, the other thing too is, Joe, the offense only scored 6 points in the second half because the pick six was the defense.
Yes.
So the offense did struggle throughout a lot of the day.
Yeah, but if you look at the run game, and this had to be the best game on the ground this year. And I went back and looked. Devonta Booker had just shy of 100 yards this game. That was the most by far. I believe the next close was 63 by Barkley a few weeks ago. The Giants have had nothing going on the ground. And even behind the way, even behind the god-awful offensive line, which was bad yesterday on the passing game, Devonta Booker was able to still turn around and get a good game on the ground.
Yes. Now, the one thing that did concern me is that, Joe, after they scored that touchdown, they did not put one in, and they had some long drives that they could not cash in.
There were. But, I mean, Graham Gano was there. He went 3-3 with a field goal, yes. So he's always there to bail them out, always.
But you were saying that, Joe, yesterday that was a big problem, and you did not like the way that it was going.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Good.
Let's see there, Joe. So let's see. The Giants in red zone yesterday were 0-2.
Always. Because that's always. Did I not point it out both times they were in the red zone they weren't going to score?
Yeah, and by the way, the Giants got outgained 403-245 and still won.
Mm-hmm. That's because, like you said, the defense is good. That's why.
And I'll tell you what, Joe, I thought it was the secondary to play well. The pass rush was nowhere.
Well, no, again, we talked about there. The big guy to me was McKinney, Trevor.
Yeah, well, besides that last play, but the pass rush was there the last play, but throughout that rest of the game, I thought there was no pass.
It was non-existent. And like I said, it's thank God for Xavier McKinney with those two interceptions. And the latter one, you remember them. The second one, to me, was more impressive because he ran all the way from midfield to the bottom sideline to actually get the interception. I mean, that was an impressive play, Trevor. And I'm loving this guy more and more as the days go on. But you're right. The pass rush was non-existent. Up until that last play, they didn't have a sack the entire game. And the only sack they get was that forced fumble by Leonard Williams in the last play.
And even you can say that last play was because of the secondary, because Carson had a long time there and pulled that ball.
See, Trevor, you were actually at the game, so I technically missed this. I saw the sack, but I didn't see it as that play unfolded. What exactly happened?
You know, he did have time to throw. It was just that the coverage was good.
Yeah.
Then a pass rush did get there, but he did have a few seconds to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a flag on the play, which kind of kept the crowd a little bit in suspense because it wound up holding on the Raiders.
That was the other thing, Trevor. I mean, you know how long it took in between flags for them to figure out what the penalty was? I mean, that was a very bad officiating crew yesterday, in my opinion.
Giants only had four flags for 35 yards. It's actually not held.
And Trevor, only one dumb penalty. The roughing the kicker penalty.
And also, Joe, the Raiders went 1-for-6 in the red zone, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would say the only thing I would say about the Giants' offense is they only 96 passing yards. Not very good.
Well, to me, there's two things. Number one, how bad the offensive line was. In my opinion, from what I saw, it seemed like Daniel Jones did not have the time to throw the ball downfield just because of how bad the offensive line was in blocking the pass rushers. That's my opinion.
He was 15 for 20. I will say that.
Say it again?
He was 15 for 20, so he did complete a lot of his passes.
When he did throw it, yes. Now, the second thing was they did not get Kadarius Toney involved as much as I thought they should have. I mean, I was going to the guy. I would love to see some Kadarius Toney, but the only he had more plays out of the shotgun in the quarterback spot than he did actually targets as a receiver.
And I'll tell you one thing, Joe. I thought they were not very aggressive passing the ball.
No, they weren't. They weren't.
And a lot of questionable play calling. Like early in the game, that wild card play on 3rd-and-2, I don't know what the hell that was.
That was with Kadarius Toney in the backfield, right?
Yeah, that was what, the second drive the
yes.
Giants had?
Yes. Now, you see, that was a bonehead play. I agree with you. But I'm actually going to defend Jason Garrett here for a second. I think when Jason Garrett saw that he actually had a run game yesterday, and, you know, we all agreed, Devonta Booker played a terrific game yesterday. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
He played a terrific game. So when you, for the first time this season, actually have a semblance of a run game, I applaud Jason Garrett for continuing to go with it instead of forcing Daniel Jones to throw the ball. Now, would it have been better? Maybe would they have won by more if the offensive line was better and Daniel Jones was able to throw it down the field? Yes. But I do applaud Jason Garrett for sticking to the run game when it worked for him yesterday.
Yes. Now, the one thing that you pointed out to Joe is you were very critical of Garrett's first down play call. You were very critical of that.
Well, how many times did we see yesterday, Trevor, where the guy where Devonta Booker runs at the middle, another dump off handoff?
To be fair, later in the game, a few times it did go for 4 or 5 yards.
It did. Now I've crapped on the offensive line. I will say their run blocking was very good yesterday.
Not their pass blocking.
Not the pass blocking. The run blocking was very good yesterday.
And even your buddy Hernandez, he did not have a bad. He had a decent game.
See, it's because I was wearing the jersey, Trevor.
He wasn't great, but he wasn't horrible.
And they were before the game wondering if he's actually going to start or not. See, it was the jersey, Trevor.
Yes, that white jersey that you had on.
And I think that it's also worth noting, Devonta Booker, for as good as a game he had, he was also injured the second half of the fourth quarter. So a lot of those fourth quarter runs were actually Eli Penny.
Yes.
I think that's worth noting because I don't think Eli Penny played a bad game at all either, Trevor.
I know, I agree. I think it's definitely worth noting. So, you know, I'm taking a look at the Giants' schedule now, Joe. So the 3 wins. Here's what they got coming up. Let's take a look. So they're on a bye this week.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're at the Buccaneers. They're not winning that game.
No.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you never know. They kept it close to the Chiefs.
You know, but that's when I think the Bucs are better than the Chiefs, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're home to the Eagles. That they could win that game.
Yes.
That's a 50-50 game. At the Dolphins, they should win that game.
They need to win that game.
at the Chargers, I don't think they're winning that game.
That's a toss-up. Now, that's a toss-up because let me tell you, is that really a road game, Trevor? Is that really a road game?
No.
The Chargers at home is not really a road game.
Home to the Cowboys?
That's probably a loss.
Probably a loss. At the Eagles, they never seem to win in Philly, so.
But still a toss-up.
At the Bears, that's a toss-up.
That should be a win.
Home to Washington?
That should be a win.
You know, they you know, is, you know, by the way, for them to make the playoffs still, Joe, everything's got to go right.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Now, even if, let's just say, Trevor, for the sake of this argument, they lose the game against Tampa Bay. I think everyone expects them to. Now, is that a Monday night game, that Tampa Bay game?
Yes.
All right, good. We get some Peyton and Eli. Nice.
They get like a bye and a half.
Yes, I like that. Now, let's just say they lose that game, Trevor. And then they go on and win against Philadelphia. They beat Miami. Those are two games that they very much could win. So there they are at, what's that now? 5-7?
Yes.
Right? So it's two games under. At that point, if they want to make this close, you probably got to win 4 or 5, or I mean, maybe 3 or 5. The only game I'd say is the Dallas game is probably a loss. Now, Dallas did not play good this week. That's probably just a 1 week thing. The Charger game is very interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, Joe. In the past couple of seasons, with the Giants in 50-50 games, they do not have a great track record.
No, but I will also say this: later in the year, the Giants do turn it on.
When it's too late,
they turn when it doesn't on. Matter. Now, I don't know if too late is going to happen this year, Trevor. Look at the NFC playoff picture. The Atlanta Falcons at 4-4. They're not that good of a team. The Saints at 5-3. Their quarterback situation is a mess right now. Carolina is a dumpster fire. Minnesota is not very good. The only team I'd say is you know, probably going to rise is Seattle because they're getting Russell Wilson back. But I'd say the Giants are on the same level as the Bears. They're on the same level as the Eagles. There is a real possibility that they can climb the standings here. Now, I don't know if it's good enough for a playoff spot. And you're right. Everything would have to go right for them to actually climb up there. But this season is not over yet.
It is not. It is not. But like I said before, everything's got to go right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... And they got to win these 50-50 games, which they've seen they don't do well in.
Right.
And the other thing, too, is that, you know, a game in Philly, which they could win, they never seem to win at that place.
No, you're absolutely right. They never perform in Philly. You're absolutely right. I'd love to see when the last time they actually won in Philadelphia was, because it seems like it's been forever. But, I mean, they got the bye coming up, like you said, then they play Tampa Bay. Coming off of the bye, they're getting Andrew Thomas back and Saquon Barkley. Now, getting Andrew Thomas back moves Matt Pert to the right side, puts Nate Solder in the stands with us watching the game, which is huge in itself. The offensive line getting back to form with Andrew Thomas. Now, it's not going to be great. Might not even be good. But it's only going to get better with their best tackle, Andrew Thomas, coming back.
I agree.
So maybe that helps Saquon also. Who knows? Saquon's been very disappointing this year. But maybe with Thomas back, you know, maybe he turns it up a little bit. That would be best case scenario.
You're not high on Saquon.
I just think that he's injury prone, and when he's played this year, he's not been good.
I think that's a very fair statement to make.
I mean, Trevor, would you pay him at the end of the season? I would.
No, I would not. It depends on how he does these last couple games.
I still wouldn't pay him regardless, Trevor. With the amount of injuries he has, and in today's NFL, I don't think it's smart to play running back. I really don't. Say it again.
You're putting the hammer down there, Joe.
I just don't think it's smart. Now, if Gettleman's still in charge, probably will, because it's his guy and he doesn't want to look bad. But Gettleman's got to be out. You don't agree?
Well, the problem is, you know, if the Giants somehow sneak their way into the playoffs at 8-7-8 wins, you know, that would be the one bad thing, because then they say, well, look at Gettleman.
Yes, but Trevor, we had this conversation yesterday. If the Giants sneak into the playoffs, that's a good thing. We want our general manager and our coach to do good.
I agree there, Joe. But I
so I'm not looking at it as a bad thing for them making the playoffs this year or any year.
I agree with you there, Joe. But you criticize the GM and then you talk about playoff chances. The Giants are in a very peculiar spot.
Hold on. How do those two correlate?
Because the GM has done some questionable moves.
Yes,
you agree with that?
I agree.
And The team's very inconsistent.
Okay, but you talk about those questionable moves, Trevor. If the Giants make the playoffs, how questionable are those moves? Obviously, if they make the playoffs this year, Daniel Jones plays well, Barkley plays well, the defense plays well, Galladay plays well. Everyone plays well if they make the playoffs this year. So how questionable are those moves, really?
I would say part of it's because those guys play well, and part of it's because they just play teams that are just worse than them.
We're really going back to last year now, Trevor, with the bad teams argument.
Well, to be fair, Joe, I think the Eagles and Bears are right on their left, to be fair.
They're not worse than them. You're absolutely right.
No, they're not worse than them. I'm just saying that, you know, if your team that want to make the playoffs, you have to win these 50-50 games, which seems like the Giants are always in, but they never make the play to win those games.
Would you call – see, I'm looking at – what would you say the 50-50 games are?
The Bears are a 50-50 game, in my opinion, because it's on the road. Mm-hmm. Any game – the Eagles game at home is a 50-50 game.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles game on the road is a 50-50
game. Would you say the Dolphin game in Miami is a 50-50 game?
That's a win. Okay. Yeah, that's a win.
Okay.
I would say the Washington game is a 50-50 game. I would say – I think the Chargers game is not a 50-50 game. I think they lose that game.
So you're saying they have four 50-50 games left?
Four games that they could win, and one game that they should win.
Mm-hmm. And now, are you giving them a standing chance in the Charger or Cowboy games?
I give them a puncher's chance in the Chargers game, not in the Cowboy game.
Not the Cowboy. And that's the Cowboys at home, though. Don't forget that.
Yeah, so I think there's one. They should definitely win one game, and then there's four other games that they could win.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
So I'm looking at best chance 8 wins. I don't know if you agree with that there, Joe.
And that would be right on point with your season prediction.
Yeah, I said about 7, so, you know.
And that is that. I mean, does 8 wins get you in the playoffs this year, Trevor? What do you think?
I expect Seattle to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Atlanta's been a little bit of a surprise.
I think New Orleans and Atlanta, they're probably the best of the bunch here. I don't know if they keep this pace up. Atlanta is not a 500 team. I think they're much worse. And the 5-3 record right now, or excuse me, it was 5-2. That was with Jameis Winston. Now with Taysom Hill, what kind of team are they?
No, I don't know what San Francisco is going to be. I don't.
I'm very confused on San Francisco. I think very soon we're going to see Trey Lance in these games.
The only thing I would say that's hurting the Giants is that they have to jump over a lot of teams.
Yes. And it also did not help Trevor that they lost to the Falcons this year.
That's very true, dude.
That was a game they should have won. But
or the first week of the season was they should have won almost all of those.
That was the big thing. And that's why I still have a fighter. I give them a fighter's chance. It's just because they're always in these games. I feel like eventually when you start winning, like a win like this, eventually the bad things are going to start going your way. Ask the Jets against the Bengals. The Bengals made some dumb penalties. Those normally go against the Jets.
You know, that's what David Deal, I was listening to him on the way down to the fan on the way down to the game. That's mm-hmm. what he was saying that the Giants won today.
What was that?
You know, David Deal saying that, you know, positive spirit, you know, things can start going your way once you start getting the win.
Right. Right.
And that's what I listened to him on the way down to the stadium on the fan. So.
I'll tell you this, Trevor. I'm not at all, you know, a fan of the moral victories now. But with a bye week, everyone coming back healthy, and then a Monday Night Football game in Tampa Bay, if the Giants don't get blown out here, I still think that's some sort of plus. Because at least you keep the spirit up and you have a somewhat easy schedule after the Tampa Bay game.
See, I agree with you, Jojo, but it's still a loss in the wall.
Yeah, you know, I completely agree. And again, like I said, I am not for moral victories at all. But I don't know. There's just something sneaky. I don't know if this it's probably just the bias, Trevor. But I always got this feeling that they're going to compete in these big games. No, it's not never going to end up well. But I always just have that sneaky suspicion they're going to play well under the lights.
Joe, I never go your suspicion because you had the Giants win the division this year. Right now, we're just talking about them squeaking into a 7th spot. Yes. So I never trust your opinion anymore.
And you'll they'll have a date with the 7th seed. They'll have a date with the Green Bay Packers. How does that sound?
Well, Rodgers will be back by then. And it's in Lambeau Field, the big home field.
in 12 degrees against Aaron Rodgers. Oh, brother.
Although they do seem to play well in Lambeau in playoff games.
Well, the last two have gone very well. The last three have gone very well. The previous two or three have gone well. Not the 2016 one.
But to be fair, But to be fair, I don't think those. I don't think this team is that team.
Absolutely not. That team had a mojo on defense. Like Strahan. Strahan's such a great player.
He was.
Eli, they knew they had something. Eli, I don't know. A much different feeling, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, Trevor, the Giants get their big win. Again, in the bye week, when they come back from the bye week, everyone will be healthy. And I mean, if they want to make a run of this, Trevor, no excuses. Everyone will be healthy. So I mean, buckle down. Let's go. If they want to make a run, it starts now.
I agree.
Anything else on the Giants?
That's it, Jordy. Get a nice week off, I would say.
Yes, and Trevor, I do want to say publicly on the air, thank you for inviting me to the game yesterday. I had a great time, and I look forward to doing it again sometime.
Yeah, it was great, Joe. How was the $10 hot dog?
The $10 hot dog, let me tell you. Once I saw your $7 pretzel, Trevor, I knew that I was in for a rude awakening on my hot dog price. I mean, was that the best damn pretzel you ever had? Say it again?
The $5 water, too, isn't really.
The $5 water, of course. Of course. How much were those cookies you got?
By the way, here's the interesting thing is, they were, one brownie was $7, but you had two cookies was the same price.
And you went with two. You went with the two cookies.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get whipped off.
Of course. After you paid $7 for a twisty pretzel.
Well, so you have to feed yourself, you know. I got away with an illegal water coming in.
That's true. He snuck a water in his pocket.
You know, how much more illegally you want to come in?
And the piece of mint gum.
And the piece of mint gum.
Yeah, you're just a sneaky bastard, aren't you?
I know that. And I was carrying my secret grenade with me. You didn't notice that.
Maybe you shouldn't say that here.
Yeah, I was carrying my secret grenade of water.
There you go.
It kept me hydrated there, Joe.
Anyways, I'm going to move away from the grenade topic, Joe. I don't want the FBI showing up your house tonight.
Don't worry, Joe. They've been here a couple times.
And I'll be watching you on the news as you're being escorted out of your house.
I'm telling you there, Joe.
Oh, man. Trevor, it's time to talk about my Brooklyn Nets. And I mean, it seems.
I was listening to them on the way home on the fan.
So was I, man. A little Carino and Capstraw. How about that?
Yeah.
They're terrific, aren't they?
As I was sitting in that disaster parking lot.
Did you take Route 17?
I did. It was wide open, by the way.
The Wiz told you.
So you know what? I was not cursing Joe Morales out the window.
See, that was the, and I gotta tell you, I left the state. No one cares about this, Trevor. We're still gonna talk about it because why not? I left the stadium. Would you say like 3:45? I was out of my seat.
3:50.
I got on the train at the Meadowlands train, probably around 3:55. The train left at 4:00. It got back to Secaucus at 4:00. I'm making it 4:17 maybe. Trevor, when I tell you that was the fastest I've ever run from the track B at Secaucus all the way up to track 2, it was the fastest I've ever run to catch a train, Trevor.
See? You talk about getting more exercise there, Joe. There it was.
It was perfect, Trevor. It was. I made the train also. I was back home by about 5:30.
You were home before me. I got home around like 5:45.
Wow. What traffic did you sit in?
The parking lot on the way up, man. It was brutal.
Oh, man.
That took 20 minutes. That took longer than Route 17 traffic.
And imagine if Route 17 was closed. How would you get back?
I would have been cursing Joe out the window.
Hey, at least I asked if you wanted to leave. You know, when I was leaving, I said, "Are you going too?" And you're like, "Well, I stay. I'll stay." You stay for. We had a good game, though. You know,
we had a good game, but on the way home, I was giving a thumbs up to Joe Morales. He was not cursing out. By the way, that's why, Joe. I never go by when they say the construction's going to be done because they said it was supposed to be 5 a.m. on Monday. I never go by that.
No, that's smart. It's never right.
No, never mind.
Never. But I'm glad, as I did, you got to listen to a little Carino and Capstraw. You know, two of the best there. But and you probably caught the back end of the game too, just like I did. But they seem to be.
The Raptors made that big end of the second half, and then the Nets responded. End of the second quarter, the Nets responded. The start of the third quarter.
Yes, and I mean I was able to turn it on probably with like 5 or 6 minutes to go in the fourth. I don't know if you were still listening by then. But it was at that point they started to hit their stride. And they were up. But it was a close game. But the guy that was mentioned a lot was James Harden. Now, he hit the ground slow to start the year. And he's still not hitting threes at the rate that he's used to. But down the stretch of yesterday's game, meaning the last 5 minutes or so, he put up 10 points. And it seemed like on every other play, he was getting a rebound on both ends of the court. So I got to give major props to James Harden, Trevor. Like I said, got off to a really slow start, but now seems to be picking himself back up, Trevor, and you know, carrying the Nets down.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you got to get rebounds yesterday. It was unbelievable.
It was. And I mean, I think Carino brought up the stat that KD is averaging just shy of 30 points a game. Now, I know it's still very early, but I mean, that is a ridiculous rate of scoring for Kevin Durant. He truly is one of the best scorers of all time. I pinch myself. Find out this guy still on my team. Now, well, go ahead.
His average helps that Kyrie's not on.
Well, that is what I mentioned. Still without Kyrie Irving. And it seems with the new mayor that Kyrie is not going to be coming back anytime soon. And which means that more playing time for Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge, who have been relatively good. Now, the only problem with this team, Trevor, is age and injuries. Aside from Cam Thomas and Dayron Sharp, no one on this team is like younger than 30. And another thing I'd say is Joe Harris not getting off the ground yet. So still a lot of improving going on for the Nets. Lots to build on, but I still think they're doing pretty well.
You know what, though, Joe? I won't you know, give my opinion on the vaccine rule if it's right, if it's not right. But all I'll say is about the Kyrie situation. The rules are rules.
Yes.
So you got to follow them.
Right.
You know, even if you disagree with them, you know, rules are rules. You have to follow it.
As for the Knicks, they've already started playing. They're up 14 right now against the Sixers, who have actually started 8-2 without Ben Simmons. And I mean,
by the way, last night, by the way, what a old-time throwback. Ricky Rubio throwing down the points.
How about that? 33 points for Ricky Rubio, huh?
Yeah.
Unreal. But, I mean, they seem to be bouncing back okay now. Like I said, they're up 14 over the Sixers. And, I mean, Trevor, is it weird to say that the Sixers have been playing better without Ben Simmons?
No, I think they've been playing at least as good.
Yeah. Now, I mean, him, someone is down for the Knicks and holding their leg. Oh, are you watching this game?
I am not. I'm getting ready for the Monday Night Football
game. Trevor, I would turn this game on. This looks like a really bad injury on one side of the court.
With who?
I can't see. Number three.
Maybe it comes injuries there, Joe. So.
He can barely walk. Who is this? Number three.
It's very squeamish when it comes to that, so I don't really want to see it.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up real quick. Number three on the Knicks.
Just like when it comes to getting my flu shot, I counted like a 4-1.
Oh, it's Nerlens Noel. He's going to the locker room. Okay, yeah, that was
I'm very squeamish when it comes to shots, too. I just kind of like cow in the corner.
He was holding his knee in a very weird spot, like as if it was like an ACL injury. Okay. Oh, he got someone banged into his knee. Okay, I see that.
Ooh.
Yeah, Noel, who's been that's the one guy I wanted to mention, was Noel, who's continuing to deal with injuries, and now this one, too, has not been able to stay on the court. And I really feel bad for him, too, because first of all, he can't play. But as for the Knicks, the center position right now is very, very shallow. Mitchell Robinson is out today with an injury. Now it looks like Noel is, probably done after that injury. That did not look good. Which means Taj Gibson is now the only healthy center on the roster. So, not a lot of the Knicks' depth is very good, but not a lot of options right now at center for the Knicks.
Yes, and that's, the Knicks got to fight through it, and, we'll see how they do. But so far, it's so good.
Yeah, it's, like I said, up 16 on the Sixers right now. They look pretty good. And
it's in Philly.
Yes, it's in Philly. And I wanted to mention one thing on the Knicks. I'm sure you saw on Friday night that big comeback win over the Bucks.
Big win.
I mean, the defense held the Bucks in that second half to I saw they were down, I think it was like 88-84, and then I look up and they're up 112-90. They really, really held the defense. It was a very good game.
The Knicks defense has done a good job this year.
They really have, Trevor. They really have. Anything else from the New York basketball?
No, both teams playing well.
Yes. Now, I wanted to mention a little bit on the baseball because there is some news for both New York teams today. And the Yankees one, me is very good. The Mets one, not so much. Now, Luis Rojas is short. What's up?
Is the Yankees?
It's good. I think bringing an experienced manager onto the coaching staff will only do you good.
Yeah, great. Another loser, like boom.
Trevor, he's a coach.
A third base coach only means you're one step away from a manager.
Okay. So the Yankees are hiring Luis Rojas as manager.
I get that, but I don't know. I don't like losing managers on my staff. I'm sorry.
He's not managing. It's a coaching staff.
I guess it's all
right. He's not going to have a say in anything. He's going to wave guys in from third base.
Well, then, I guess you couldn't. Nobody could be worse than Phil Nevin.
That's all. We can only go up from Phil Nevin.
So, you know.
And he is very well liked around baseball, so he'll fit in the clubhouse very well.
I'm not thrilled about it, but, who am I to criticize?
I guess time will tell. I'm just very excited I love the idea of bringing former managers on the coaching staff. It brings a lot of experience. But that's me personally. At the same time, I love the Jason Garrett hire. Look where that's gone.
No good.
Yeah. And as for the Mets, the big thing, this is probably the biggest story in baseball today, is Michael Conforto declining the qualifying offer. And I gotta ask, what does this guy think he is? He had an abysmal season this year. He helped out in zero ways. He was a walking strikeout. I understand he's a Boris client, but he isn't going to get nearly as much as he thinks in the free market. No shot.
I agree, Joe. And I don't know who's going to... It's not like he's Clayton Kershaw or somebody like that, or, or people like... I'm drawing a blank here.
In what regard?
Like, I'm trying to think of players who he's not like. He's not like, a Kershaw or a Tatis or a Seager.
One of the better free agents?
Yeah.
It just seems to me that after a down year like this, where else is he getting close to $20 million? And what stupid team is going to give him more than a year after what he had last year?
The Mets.
Probably the Mets. You're probably right. I just think it's a very dumb move by him. And you can, at points, blame him for the Mets' struggles last year. I know it was him and Lindor. But Conforto was one of the worst last year. And him not taking a qualifying offer is weird. But they also gave one to Syndergaard, who I also think will accept it. I can't see him getting more than a year elsewhere. But, I mean, still, no one in charge for the Mets. Who is making these decisions?
The GM.
Who's the GM?
I guess Sandy Alderson.
I know it's Sandy, but I mean, at what point the off season is? We're well underway now, Trevor. There is not a president of baseball operations or a general manager.
Yep, I agree there, Joe, and it's disappointing there, Joe. And it's a very Mets like running style.
Yo, it most certainly is, Trevor. Go ahead.
And Joe, we're getting closer and closer. A month away. Are we heading towards a shutdown?
Oh, you know we are, Trevor. You know we are.
December 2nd, here we go.
Oh, you know it. Merry Christmas. No one's getting paid. No baseball. The worst Christmas ever. Oh, brother.
Closer.
Oh, brother. Now, Trevor, I do want to say one thing. You brought up Clayton Kershaw. I thought it was very funny. You know, he didn't get a qualifying offer. I was shocked by that.
That means the Dodgers are not likely going to be signed.
And you know what? I will open him up. I'm open to him, Trevor, with open arms.
You know what, Joe? When you said that idea first, I wasn't as thrilled. But, as time's gone on, I kind of agree with you more.
But don't you agree it's a Cashman pick? Just with the injury last year, get him on a cheap one-year deal.
Joe, what about the reports that the Yankees were at the Justin Verlander?
I'm all on that, too. Let's go get him.
I would be all in, too.
Listen, can you imagine Gerrit Cole, Justin Verlander, and Carlos Correa on the same team? I mean, we was running back with the Astros. I love it. A team built for October in New York. How about that?
Can you imagine Verlander, Cole, and Seager on the same team?
Oh, man. And Scherzer and Kershaw.
Well, you know what there, Joe? I would love it, but I don't think we're going to be spending that
much. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, I wish, man. I wish. No, I think a good offseason would be a starting pitcher, Corey Seager, maybe a bullpen arm. I'm still indifferent on Rizzo. We're going to do an offseason preview show in just a few weeks, Trevor. Now,
Who knows when that's going to be?
Yeah, the offseason might start in July this year. Who knows? Now, I don't know, but I'm still indifferent on Anthony Rizzo. But by the time we do our show, I'll have an opinion on Anthony Rizzo. But right now, I don't know what they're going to do with him yet. I really don't.
Okay.
Trevor, anything else you want to add?
That's it. Just that baseball offseason, football, basketball,
College basketball back tomorrow, Trevor.
Yep.
I think Duke's playing Kentucky tomorrow.
Yes, Michigan State Kansas Champions Classic, always a good kickoff.
Yes, so. Absolutely, man. So enjoy the college basketball tomorrow. Enjoy everything tonight. Monday Night Football will be kicking off in just a few minutes. But for now, I'm Joe Morales. That's Trevor McCaskey. This has been the MDM Podcast.